How come you guys don't play up there more?
Well, it's another one of those things. We have a problem finding some place to play. Austin Stadium is about it for us. We are actually going there pretty soon.
You are going?
Yeah, we are playing in Austin. We just blew out one of our other shows.
No, I'm thinking in terms of I have to get somebody I love. No, I'll be on your way here in a second.
That's okay. I'm totally bored. I'm not doing anything.
Okay.
I'd be sitting down at the stage. We'd be throwing cards in the hat right now.
I do appreciate it.
Soil cards in a hat, Steve.
So good.
So would that be one of the stadiums with the CSN?
Actually, we're trying to figure out.
We're trying to put that together. So it's still
a possibility.
Yeah.
And that's like August.
We owe the Northwest some shows.
Yeah, I was just fairly vocal. I used to write letters all the time.
I know, we've had a lot
McIntyre
of people. We get tons of
people. He me off when he made one comment about there wasn't enough of a market share or something.
Oh, that's a chronic
shit. That was cold.
It was a dumb thing to say.
Yeah, I got all, I wrote this note back.
That's not, never the reason we don't go places.
The man, he retracted our net.
Yeah, what's the difference with the population?
No, actually it's probably as far as terms of getting a mellow crowd who understands what to do.
Finding a decent fucking place to play. Yeah, the audience is great up there. Finding a place, that's the hardest thing, really.
I went to the last Austin show, and while it was real hot out, I didn't read reports of, mega trouble and
that was the one with Jimmy
well.
Cliff, that was fun.
Yeah, it was like 99 degrees.
He was so great.
Yeah, he was real good. And everyone kind of just burned out when Robert Cray came on.
Well, Robert Cray can't hold a candle to Jimmy Cliff, Jimmy Cliff is like a ball of fire. Robert Cray is like a cool,
it was super. And then everyone just died out for a while, laid in the shade, and then came on. And it was like, all right, we can wake up again.
Jimmy Cliff is so fucking good. He's got such authority,
I guess the days of the home center are over,
too. Way too small. I could go in there. We had a hard time going there with my acoustic. Just me and John, it wasn't even the acoustic there. And that stressed the place out.
Yeah, I remember in 83, that was the greatest.
I could probably play there with my band, actually. We could probably play a couple of nights there. If there's ever time, it'd be fun to take my band on a West Coast tour.
I was going to say, not even JGB.
The JG, my band could play Seattle, Portland, Eugene, that can happen. All these things in good time, as they say, We eventually get around to everywhere, although a lot of times by the time we do, nobody cares anymore.
Yeah, otherwise it gets it out. Go over in a big field of Montana or something. And whatever it shows
I'll tell
up.
You, some places we go to, I don't know, we go in, like Texas, for some reason we're really very well in Houston or Dallas. It's like, I don't know, but we go there doggedly.
We little tiny places there, remember like St. Antone,
Then we did great.
Years ago, we just barely filled a theater.
Yeah, but
sometimes we didn't even. There were a couple times in St. Antone, don't we?
That's right.
And El Paso too, we got some light.
Are you amazed at how much, from being able to play there just 7-8 years ago, be able to, there were people outside and obviously not able to get in, but be able to even pull it off.
Well,
and now just shaking your head going, there's no freaking way we'd ever play.
It's
that small of a gig again.
Luckily it's been slow enough and steady enough. It hasn't been like some dramatic big push,